This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is sort of a reproductive type of week because earlier this week we talked about sex and sexuality. We talked about hormones, testosterone replacement. We even talked about what promises to be the new female Viagra. So please check out our previous podcast on that subject. Now we're going to turn our attention to the consequences of sexual activity, which is pregnancy. Sometimes that works just fine, but sometimes, you know, increasingly as women are deferring pregnancy, couples are getting older, it's getting harder and harder to achieve optimal fertility. And that's the subject of today's podcast. We're going to talk to holistic fertility expert Kim Schoblad of the Fertility Glow. Fertility Glow is your website, Kim, correct?
My website is actually kimschoblad.com, but Fertility Glow is the online program that I offer for couples.
Okay, great. So let me explain something about her name. Her name, unusual spelling, but I'm kind of used to it because having gone to medical school, there is a medical condition, and Kim and I spoke briefly before the program. She's not aware of this, but there's something called Sjogren's syndrome, which taught me how to pronounce an S-J. S-J in Swedish is pronounced sho, like S-H. So her name is spelled S-J-O-B-L-A-D. You know, now that we've established that, you can Google her on the internet. Kim is a certified nutritional practitioner and holistic fertility expert and the founder of the Fertility Glow program. That's a comprehensive 8-week step-by-step program designed to take the guesswork and stress out of getting pregnant. It's a one-of-a-kind program, and it combines cutting-edge scientific research along with a holistic perspective. So if you undergo this program, you're going to get access to easy-to-follow videos, resources, action guides, recipes, and worksheets, and these will help couples overcome challenges that may arise throughout their pregnancy quest. So, Kim, without further ado, we'll talk to our listeners about this. So tell us a little bit about the Fertility Glow program.
Well, as you mentioned, it's an 8-week online program. I started out working in fertility clinics and had doctors refer their clients to me. And after having some success in fertility clinics, I decided to take it more on a global level, and I designed this 8-week online program. So it's a program that trickles out week by week with different goals, and whether it's nutrition, stress. It really takes a mind, body, spirit approach to improving fertility.
So, you know, we tend to look at the fertility game as kind of a high-tech game, you know, with these very advanced techniques. You know, they freeze embryos and they do in vitro, and there's even surrogate parenthood, and they're just doing amazing things. Like now, you know, 60-year-old women can have babies through modern technology. But what led you to be convinced that there's more to it than just miracle technology, and that there really needs to be a holistic approach to this?
Well, for me, and I talk about it in my blog, I went through the struggles of infertility. So for 4 years, tried to conceive. I was diagnosed with stage 4 endometriosis, so underwent a lot of those procedures. I had surgery to remove part of the endometriosis. So it's amazing what they can do today, but there was still, it felt very out of my control that, you know, I'm leaving it all up to, you know, the medicine and technology.
It wasn't very empowering. It was sort of disempowering to feel sort of at the mercy of the doctors and like, what can I do? Well, there's nothing you can do. Just kind of, you know, take your medication and come for procedures.
Right, exactly. And month after month, the disappointment, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, I didn't want to be that person that becomes crazy obsessed over getting pregnant, but you do, going through infertility, it just, it's inevitable. You just become crazy obsessed about it. Just the constant disappointment every month. And I just felt like there must be something that I can do on my end rather than waiting. Because as far as in the fertility clinic, I was doing exactly everything that they were telling me to do and still was getting that disappointment month after month. So I went back to school, studied nutrition, did a ton of research, and it was through that that I found changing my diet, my lifestyle, eliminating some foods, introducing other foods. I was able to really change the way that my hormones were working. I balanced out my hormones. What was great with the fertility clinic I was working with, they were open to still doing my cycle monitoring, so checking my blood work, while I took a step back off the medication and did things holistically so that I could see if what I was doing was actually working. And it was amazing. And I got pregnant.
So ultimately, how much do you attribute to the high-tech methodology and how much do you attribute to the natural, or was it a combination of both?
Well, for me, definitely the stage that I was at for endometriosis, I had to have the surgery to remove it. But even then, the doctor had sat down and said to me, most likely I would not be able to conceive naturally. I would have to undergo IVF.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something I was, because of the cost, it wasn't something that I was prepared to do just yet. I wanted to see if there was anything else I could do myself. So as far as my pregnancy, it was completely holistic. And I think that's why the doctors are on board and are referring a lot of their patients to me. Because for me, it was the holistic aspect that really helped me. Although I will say, I still would have had to have the surgery to remove the endometriosis. That doing that naturally would have taken, it could be done, but it would have taken years, and possibly, you know, I would have been too late at that point.
And unlike drugs, fertility drugs, there are side effects of the natural therapy, but they're beneficial side effects. Did you end up feeling better overall, more balanced, looking and feeling more energetic?
Oh, yeah, amazing things. More energy. My health improved significantly. There's things that I was experiencing on a day-to-day basis that to me was normal. Just, you know, digestive issues, skin conditions like eczema, all of those disappeared when I started to change my lifestyle and my diet. So it was amazing. So there was a lot of other things. And then in clients that I've had have lost weight and other...
Which is a great thing to do before pregnancy, because what usually ensues is all that weight gain and then it's hard to get it off. And so maybe you want to get in the best shape possible before you get pregnant.
Well, even this program, that's why this program works so well, even with procedures like IVF or IUIs or other things that people are doing within the clinics, because you really should be the best health you can be in order for those procedures to work effectively. So I know a lot of the doctors that I do work with who refer their patients to me will often refer their IVF patients, because the results of an IVF is much greater to someone who is healthy and ideal body weight than someone who is possibly overweight, overstressed.
Well, let's look at the stress connection for one, because what, you know, and I've seen this happen with my patients, even family members, is that as you go down that path and, you know, you don't succeed, and then, you know, you try this procedure, that procedure, it's kind of like escalating warfare. You know, you start with bows and arrows and slingshots, and then you kind of advance through more sophisticated weaponry until you get to the very high, big ticket procedures. The frustration mounts, there's a stress builds up. And is it possible that there's some physiologic basis, some scientific understanding of how stress might interfere with pregnancy? Because I've seen couples where they've tried and they tried and tried, you know, and finally, you know, through high-tech methods, they've had babies. And they've said, well, you know, I can't do it normally. We're satisfied with our one kid or our twins. And then they just have normal sex and they're relaxed about it. All of a sudden, they get pregnant.
Yep. Oh, yeah, of course. And it's hard to tell someone not to stress about it, especially going through the fertility procedure, because like you said, it causes so much stress just to go through that month after month and the disappointment. And so, yes, it does cause a lot of stress. So within my program, I give so many techniques on how to relieve that stress and how to eliminate it and how to really enjoy the journey. But you're right. It does play a big role because, as you know, what it's doing is you're stimulating your adrenal glands, you're raising your cortisol levels, your hormones all work synergistically. So if one is out of balance, if you're raising your cortisol level, the body is starting to look for progesterone. That throws off the estrogen progesterone balance, and now if you don't have good estrogen progesterone balance, you can't get pregnant.
Well, yeah, let's look at that a little more closely, because this is something that I see. And I think there's one of the downsides of all the progress that women have made in the workplace and professionally is that they have very high stress jobs. Often they do better in school than boys do. They get these great jobs. But sometimes these jobs are exceedingly demanding and stressful. And there appears to be an effect on women's hormones. I don't want to be sexist or generalized, but the effect of stress seems to be to diminish production of progesterone. And progesterone, we know it's progestational. It promotes gestation. In fact, they give progesterone to women to retain pregnancies. Have you found this in your practice, that progesterone is sometimes a limiting factor?
Yes, absolutely. I can also say most of the people that I see are usually women in careers and who have high profile jobs and who have high stress levels. So I do believe stress is a big factor. The other thing is diet. We don't eat the same way as we did years ago. The stuff that's in food today wasn't in our food years ago, like the hormones that they're putting in some of the meat or the pesticides they're using. That's all, changes the balance and the chemistry of the hormones within a woman and a man's body as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's even thought that endometriosis, there may be some element of what are called xenoestrogens, foreign estrogens, that kind of overstimulate the endometrium. The endometrium proliferates and you get endometriosis. You went on a detox, chemical-free diet, and it seemed to help your condition and facilitated your pregnancy.
It did, but it was also things within my lifestyle to remove those xenoestrogens. So not only in food, you're also finding mm-hmm. it in a lot of the products that we use every
cosmetics
day.
And so on. Yeah.
Cosmetics, shampoos, plastics that you're cooking in or eating in, plastic water bottles, even the receipts in a store.
Yeah, with BPA, bisphenol A. BPA. I feel sorry for those gals who are at the cash registers because they grab a receipt and hand it to you, and I say, no, I don't want it. I don't want to touch it, actually, mostly. But they do it literally hundreds of times a day, and maybe that's not so good.
No, not so good. Probably don't realize it, but wearing gloves would probably be a good thing for them.
Indeed. So let's break it down on nutrition, because it sounds like there's a couple of aspects to nutrition. One is to avoid the bad stuff, and another is to accentuate the good stuff. So where do you want to start with?
Wow, where do we start?
Big subject.
Yes. So eliminating... First and foremost, I tell most of my clients eliminating soy is a big thing.
Okay. And why so? Because there's a whole big controversy about soy. Some people say it's the healthiest thing in the world, and then other people say, skull and crossbones.
Well, we talked about the xenoestrogen. Soy is an estrogen mimicker.
Mm-hmm.
So it does affect a woman's hormones. And the problem is, if you were having... just soy on a small amount that, it may not affect someone. But now soy is used in everything, in mm-hmm. all of our processed foods. It's also highest genetically modified, one of the number one genetically modified foods. It's also very highly sprayed in pesticides. So to find organic soy, it's difficult.
Yeah, I think something like 95% of the soy sold in America is GMO.
It is, yeah, it's GMO. So that's a whole other issue that's going to cause problems for fertility. So soy is the one thing that absolutely avoid. And for some women, especially my vegetarian clients, the minute we take them off soy, they get pregnant. So
wow, that's amazing. Interesting. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. That's a very interesting aspect to, because not something I would have expected. Clearly there's hormonal effects.
Yeah, and vegetarians are eating, they're consuming a lot of soy because it's how they're getting their protein. Mm-hmm. Soy burgers, soy, a lot of it's processed stuff, but it's mostly soy.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that are no-nos on the fertility program?
We try to avoid most of the, I follow the environmental working groups, Dirty Dozen, Clean 15. So trying to stay away from the vegetables and fruits that are highly sprayed in pesticides, because those are also interrupting your hormone balance. Meat, if you're consuming meat, I always say try to get free range, mm-hmm. hormone free, antibiotic free meat.
And the notion is that the hormone residues in meat and perhaps dairy, eggs, chicken, may tweak and unbalance the proper orchestration of the hormones that support pregnancy.
Yes, of course.
So that's a no-no.
And
one thing that pretty clear is there is a relationship between obesity and pregnancy. So overweight women, while they often get pregnant, but there seems to be a little bit of a fertility disadvantage to overweight, insulin resistance. So is that a concern that you hone in on?
It is a concern, and we also do cover that in the program as well, because if you're insulin resistant, we talk about blood sugar balance, so that is something else I cover, is how to eat to balance out your blood sugar, because that's affecting your insulin, and because, again, how your hormones work synergistically. If one is off balance, it throws everything else off balance. So if your insulin is raised, then it's going to start to affect your adrenal glands, then your cortisol level goes up. So it starts to affect everything. As well as if someone is suffering with obesity, sometimes it isn't food. We got to start looking at, is it a thyroid problem? Is it a...
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that we look at. And so when someone does go through the Fertility Go program, I do an extensive intake with them to mm-hmm. learn their health history. What conditions have they been diagnosed with? What are they struggling with, so that I can better assess. The program is really customized to each individual.
Yeah, I'll share a personal story with you. Is that I have a family member who's been battling this battle, and for quite some years, and with frustration. And one day I was sitting across from her at the dinner table, and I looked at her, started staring at her, and she said, "Well, what are you looking at?" And I was looking at her neck. And I said, "Has anyone ever told you that your thyroid is enlarged?" And she reached for her neck, and she said, "Well, I hadn't really noticed." And I said, "No, let me examine it." And it was enlarged. And I sent her to an endocrinologist. And the endocrinologist said, "Fine, your thyroid's enlarged, but you don't need thyroid hormone." And that went on for a couple of years. And I was pretty sure she needed thyroid. And finally, I just said, "Look, you've been trying with this fertility thing for like 3.5 years. Let's put you on a little natural thyroid."
Yep.
Within 2 months, she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
There you go. I mean, it's by conventional standards, they said no. The gatekeepers of the thyroid reservoir said no. You're not eligible. But I said, I think you might need some support. She was always freezing, putting on sweaters, and there are a lot of signs of hypothyroidism. But the numbers weren't quite there. They were waiting for it to go, past the standard parameters. And I said no, and it worked out.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing I also explained to the clients. When they're doing the intake form, is oftentimes if they've had their thyroid checked, so similar to your story, that if they fall within the normal range, that doctors will not act on it. They say you've fallen within the normal range. But if you are close to the end of that range, you're experiencing some of the symptoms that you would have if you have a thyroid problem. So things like infertility or weight gain or a lot of other problems, you would start to experience them even though you're falling within the normal range. So I agree with you. Taking a little bit of natural supplement for your thyroid. So I have a guide where they can either go to their doctor and have their thyroid checked, and I tell them what the range is and where they should fall, or you can check it with a basal thermometer.
Mm-hmm. Which is a clue, an important clue as to whether you may be low thyroid.
Yes.
All right, so this is a good point at which to pause because we divide our podcast into two parts. In part two, I want to talk a little more about specific foods which are advocated. You talked to us about some foods which are not recommended if you're suffering from fertility problems. We'll talk about some super fertility foods, if there are any of those. We'll also talk about some specific tips for stress reduction and an important, sometimes ignored dimension to this. What about ways men can boost their fertility? All that coming up in today's interview with holistic fertility expert Kim Schoblad of the Fertility Glow. That's her program. And we'll tell you how you can get on board with the Fertility Glow program. It's a comprehensive 8-week step-by-step program, which will help you eliminate obstacles to getting pregnant. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.